Ladies of the garden club say his home is just a disgrace to the town. If the mayor wants reelected, he better pass some laws and tear it down. They want to cover it with flowers, maybe even plant some dogwood trees. I guess that they've forgotten when we were kids what that place used to be. I know it's just a shanty now, but Lord, that place was built with human tears. For it's the home of Uncle Lem, who was born and raised and lived there 90 years. There's not a boy in this old town that hadn't stopped for water at his well, or sat on his porch in the evening and listened to the stories that he'd tell. His hair was the color of cotton fields, and his skin was old and brown. And he was born in that rundown shack before there was a town. He bought that shack and piece of earth for the highest price you pay. His mom's bought and sold that Uncle Lem was born a slave. The mayor and some ladies of the garden club went out to that old shack to tell Uncle Lem that he'd have to find another place to live. But they found him there in that old broken down rocking chair, and on an old brown paper sack they found his will. Now I want to leave my old shotgun to the fine mayor of this town, for I remember when he was just a little fella, he used to follow me around. Lord, I wish I had more to leave to my friends that I love, but Lord, all I've got's this old shack and piece of earth, and I want it to go to the ladies of the garden club. His hair was the color of cotton field, and his skin was old and brown. And he was born in that rundown shack before there was a town. He bought that shack and piece of earth for the highest price you pay. His mom's bought and sold there, Uncle Lem was born a slave. His mom's bought and sold there, Uncle Lem was born a slave.